Okay, good evening. We're holding in the beginning of Siman Kuf Samach. That's where we want to begin from, the beginning of Siman Kuf Samach, which is called Godel Isser HaRibis, the description and discussion of the how big an Isser it is to be involved with Ribis, to lend with Ribis, to borrow with Ribis. Vadheichan Tzarech Lizar Mimenu. Okay. So the Mechaber says, Tzarech Lizar B'Ribis, a person has to be very careful about very cautious with Isuribis. V'kama lav nemrubo. There are numerous or a number of Isurim, of mitzvahs losa, say, which are stated in the Torah, which a person would be over by either lending money beribis, or, and some of them even by borrowing beribis. And we'll see soon, Yitz Hashem, what some of them are. V'afilu halove hanos, no, even the love, the one who borrows, who gives the, who pays the ribbis. He's not collecting any ribbis. He's not the one that's walking away with the money in his pocket. Adarav, he's walking away poorer, at least in the from financial status. He's walking away with less money. The ha'arev, and the arev, the one who co-signs on the loan, who guarantees the loan. The ha'edim, the witnesses who are there to establish that the loan did occur so that they could, you know, the person can't deny having borrowed the money. Over him, they're all over. All these people are over. No, it's okay. The Malvin the Love, and even the other people who facilitate the loan are over Isurim of Ribis by being facilitators of this loan. So, look, at the first of all, take a look at the Shach. Shach Sifkat and Aleph. He adds a couple of more parties. He says that Shach says Kasa Bagos Drisha B'Shem Hasmag the Gamma Sofer over the Sofer as well. The one, the Sofer who draws up the Shtar. Person's borrowing money with the Shtar, and the Sofer is drawing up the Shtar. And in the Shtar, he writes that Ploni's borrowing $10,000 for. From so and so, and he owes it due back at this time, and the interest rate is, you know, such and such. So the sofer well is as well as over. Ad kan v'chinkas v'arambam reish perik dal mehilchas mil v'vahinu kechachomim the masnisin so perik yezu neshech v'hu muskim ikal aposkim. This is agreed upon. All the poskim agree to this, that the sofer is over the iser as well. I have actually if you look at a copy of what the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so all the poskim agree to this, and the Chasvara Rambam, we're the Shach, the first is Kuf Samach Shach Aleph. The Chasvara Rambam Shem Asu Lesaze Bein Lovu Umalva Baribis is also for a person to be a broker between a Lov and a Malva, and to bring them together and have one, you know, this person lend for this borrow from this person or lend to this person. Anyone who does that is over the Isser of Lifnei Iver by facilitating and causing the love. Okay, so we have not only the people mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch directly, but the Shach adds in the Sofer and he adds in the Sir. So they're all over these. They're all over various Isurim. Now Rabbi Akiva Eger here mentions the names of the Isurim. The Kiveger, right underneath the Shach, where it says, Kama Lavin Nemrubo, he says, Hamalva over Bivav Lavin, the Malva's over six Lavin. And he lists them, Es Kaspecha Lo Sitein B'Neshech. That's number one. Number two, Uvimarbis Lo Sitein. Number three, Lo Sihi Elo Kenoshe. Don't be one who goes after the person and who, now a person who lends money baribis is anxious to collect and, you know, get his money back. So he's part of that lav as well, of being a noshe, being one who like hawks the borrower. Number four, al tikach mito neshech. So these are all pretty straightforward. The first two say don't lend baribis. The fourth one as well says don't lend baribis, meaning don't lend your money baribis or don't collect ribis. And the third one we said lo tikanosha. Now the fifth one, lo sesimun. Lo sesimun means don't create a chi of ribis on somebody. I mean, don't lend money to your fellow Jew and impose ribis upon him. So that'd be a lav that he'd be over just by lending the money, even if it never comes lidei gvia. He never actually collects the ribis. he would still be over. This is Iser v'lo sesimun. And okay, we'll come back to that in a moment. And finally, the sixth one for the malve is lifnei iver. He's over this of lifnei iver l'sita mechshul because he's machshel the lova. Since the lova is not allowed to borrow from him, so by lending to him, he's causing the lova to do an iser of lifnei iver. That yes, it does. He is, and so far we're just listening to the Malva's, you know, record, and then it says next continues with Kibeger, v'halova over bebeis lo says lo v'lova two things lifnei iver, lo sashich the pasuk that's lo sam lamed saf is lo sashich where it says lo sashich lachicha, which means don't feed your brother, don't allow your brother to bite you, and lifnei iver. Okay. No, that's not a grumma. You directly grummas. You cause something to happen. By connecting the two people, it's certainly lifnei iver.
How's it different than the case of where you did from a company that's not?
Would you loan money to a company?
You.
So we said. Ramesh said that we. Right. Because Ramosha said that a company who borrows money, if they're incorporated and there's no personal liability on any individual, so it's not called a lova. There's no lova. There's nobody that has to take responsibility for this loan. The company, this corporate entity, takes responsibility, but there's no yid that takes responsibility. At the end of the day, as we said, even if the individuals can be wealthy, but if the corporation is broke, they don't owe the money. So that's what Moshe says. That's not called a lova. The only issue of ribbis has to be, there has to be a malva and lova to be over a lova. There could be other people involved, like we see in the issue. But if there's no money going between a malva and a lova, then there's no risk ribbis. Moshe says there's no lova here. That's not called a lova. A lova is a person. It's personal achrayis. If nobody is personal achrayis, then there's no lova. But here, okay. Okay, so a couple of shilas. First of all, what happens if a person wants to lend money to somebody else and he has no intention of collecting a penny of ribbis? He wants to lend the money and just get back to Karen. But he knows, he's concerned that if he doesn't threaten, so to speak, if he doesn't tell the person, that if he doesn't impose ribbis, he's not going to get his money back, or not going to be back on time, or it's less guaranteed. If he tells the person that he'll be over, tells the person that if he doesn't pay back by a certain amount of time, he's going to start, they're going to be, finance charge, interest charges, or even maybe from the very beginning, he tells them there'll be interest charges just to make sure that the person is, even if he pays on time, to make sure he pays on time. So then he's more comfortable. He's more comfortable that he'll get his money back. So he tells the person, he draws up a shtar, let's say he's lending ribbis, but he has absolutely no intention of collecting the ribbis. He does, at the end of the day, he doesn't collect the ribbis. It's just a threat, really. It's just a means of getting the other person to do it. So if he never collects the ribbis, he's not going to be over al tikach meito neshech. The question is, he is going to be over some of the other Yisroel. The question is, but what about Los Simon? Is there Yisroel of Los Simon of Neshech? Does that have to be real? When there's a real simas neshech, meaning I intend to pay it, and he certainly is. I'm not intend to pay it. I'm sorry. I intend to collect it. I'm really be mechayivim, and he has no choice but to borrow the money on those terms. But maybe that's what is lo sesimun. But if I have no intention of collecting it, perhaps there's no lo sesimun. So the Yechonim talk about the shalos. So there's the Bach writes in a tshuva that one is over anyway. It's still over lo sesimun, regardless, even if you have no intention of collecting it, but you created a matzav of a loan with ribbis, and the Sefer Shari Deya is cholik. Okay, so that's as far as the case where I said with the malva. Well, what about the lova? Now, Kibeger didn't mention lo sesimun altogether as a lav on the lova, but there are achronim that say that the lova is over lo sesimun as well. There's actually Rabbi Kibeger himself, and Rabbi Kibeger the Mishnayis and the Sanhedrin says that way, and there's a Rishonim and Baba Kam. There are poskim that say clearly that even the lova is over lo sesimun. So then we could ask the same shaila: what about the lova who borrows the money on with terms that if he doesn't pay back by a certain time, he'll have to pay ribis. But with the option of, though, paying back, let's say a credit card type of thing, with the option of paying back on time and not owing ribis, and he has no intention, he has every intention in the world, I'm going to pay back on time. I need the loan. The guy's only going to lend me money, let's say, a Yid who has a credit card or credit card type of situation. He's only going to lend me the money if I promise to pay the ribis. So I'll promise, but I know I have no, I'm confident that I'm going to pay back on time, and he does pay back on time, and he never pays any ribis. So was he over an isser? Was he over an isser of los haseman? And the nafkamina is he allowed to do that? Is he allowed to take that chance or go into that situation, knowing full well that he has no intention of being late, no intention of paying any ribis? And even if he's late, if I'm late, I won't pay the ribis. I'll tell him, look, I'm sorry, it's us to do it. We'll go to the Rav, and the Rav will say, no, I can't pay him the ribis. So is that mutter to do? Are you allowed to borrow money that way? Or are you over the Isser? So there, the Sfarim say that it for sure would not be mutter. Even those who say it's mutter by the Malveh, but it's not mutter by the Lova, because by the Malveh is the one that has control of whether or not to actually demand the ribis. And if he knows he's not going to demand the ribis, he has no intention of demanding the ribis, so then there's a tzad, machalkas achronim, but there's a tzad to say that that's not called lo sesimin lev neshech. Whereas the lova, it's not up to the lova, really. I mean, the lova could try to get out of it at the end, like I say, but it's not up to him to change the terms. The malva could change the terms and say, I don't really want the ribis. But the lova doesn't have that that ability. So the Chalukas B'Miami wants to say this way, that if you hold that the Lova is over the Seaman, he would not be allowed to borrow the money, even if he's completely confident that he's going to be able to pay back in time without having to pay any ribis. But despite that, what about the following case? Is a case that happens sometimes where, let's say, Reuven wants to lend Shimon money, and no ribis whatsoever. He doesn't want to charge ribis, Shimon doesn't want to pay ribis, no problem. It was a free loan. But by IRS regulations, if a money, at least after above a certain sum, if money is lent without ribis, they don't believe that it's really a loan, and they deem it as a gift, because they don't believe a person would lend a significant amount of money without charging interest. So it's deemed as a gift, and the person can end up having to pay taxes for it, for whatever it is. Capital gains or certain taxes for receiving the money. So what they want to do is they want to draw up a document saying that there is ribis, that this is a loan, and then make for ribis. But between the two of them, they both make up, I'm not charging you ribis, he's not paying ribis. They're just doing it, like the Gemara says, Ela Lefnim, they're just doing it as a show so that they don't, it really is a loan. LMI, the government doesn't believe them it's a loan, and they're not trying to get out of taxes, which they really owe. It's not a gift, it is a loan. They're not going to believe me it's a loan. So the only way to believe me it's a loan is if I write ribis into the shtar. There's another copy here if you want to. Anyway, so that I heard a number of times that Dayan Mufak, that it's mutter to do that. It's mutter to do that, to actually draw up a document that you're lending them any ribis, just that they should write up another document between them saying that let it be known that really this loan is a free loan, it's a gemach, there's no risk whatsoever, and it only says ribis in the official shtar for technical reasons so that we don't end up paying taxes for something which we really don't know. But it's similar, just give me a moment, say it's similar to when a person borrows money with a heter, a person takes out a mortgage from let's say from a Jewish bank or any Jewish lender, and all the documents, all the mortgage documents, the loan documents, they talk about ribis. Then you write, but they're doing it with a heteriska. The person who lending the money is willing to do it with a heteriska in the way that it's mutter to do. And they draw up one paper which says that this heteriska, and then they have like a stack. Anyone who ever took out a mortgage, you have a stack of 30 papers that you have to sign, and in 29 of them it says that there's a loan and with interest. It uses the language of interest. So usually the heteriska will say something like, any reference to interest or any terms that you, about interest, it's all just technical terms, but it's all tuffel to this paper here, which is the real determinant of the nature of this loan. It is not a loan, it's an iska, and there's no ribis, there's only iska money, v'chul v'chul.
So if a person such a loan that the government doesn't believe that it's interest free, and the government is now going to charge this lender income tax on the implied interest, can the Malveh go and make a condition with the Lover that if the government charges me taxes on the loan that I'm giving you, you pay those taxes. Mm-hmm. Would that be ribas?
That's a very good question, and that's a whole discussion which hopefully we'll get to. If a person has expenses to lend money, expenses which are a direct outcome of the loan, so typically he is allowed to charge it to the loan, but that's not ribbis. For example, let's say you want to, you ask me to borrow $10,000 in cash, and I say, fine, but it's in the bank. I don't have it at home. So the guy needs it right now. He says, okay, so we'll take an Uber to the bank. I could charge him for that Uber. He has to pay back $10,000 plus the price of the Uber. Or, you know, if there's a fee, let's say the money is tied up in a way that if I withdraw the money, there's a fee, then I'm allowed to charge that as well. This is just roughly, we're not holding this right now, but this is the basic halacha. Any loss of income, like loss of interest that I suffer in the bank, I can't charge him. I would have earned interest in the banks to say, well, if you compensate me for that you can't do. That's money I would have made on my money, so chas v'shalom, I'm not allowed, he can't pay. But if I have an expense, I have a loss, in order to take my money, they're going to charge me a 3% fee on my money. They're keeping part of my money, part of my karen, because I'm taking it out early. Then that's a different story, or like a side expense. So pshuto here too. If it would be such a way that in order to lend the money he's gonna have a direct expense, then pshuto should over that would he'd be able to charge the lova for that. That wouldn't be ribbis. Okay. Okay. So this could be no gay very much, this idea by credit cards. Usually a credit card, companies are not Jewish, but by and large. So if a person has a credit card and he's going to pay interest on it, but what happens if he wants to lend his friend his credit card? If one Yid lends another Yid a credit card, so the loan is still considered to be between the bank and the holder, the account holder, and the fact that Reuven's the account holder, Reuven lent it to Shimon. Shimon's the one who put $10,000 on the card. And then Shimon says, I'll pay you. I'm just borrowing your card. I'll pay you back the money. But that's fine. But Shimon is not allowed to pay any interest on that, because even if Shimon pays it directly to the bank, it doesn't make a difference, because the one who really owes the interest is Reuven, the account holder, and Reuven would just be passing on the fee to Shimon. When Shimon pays the bank, he's really paying off Reuven's chov. Paying off his chov to Reuven. He owes the money to Reuven, and he owes the money to Reuven. So even if he pays the guy, it's directly it's us to do that.
Or is it worse in his case? Losses incurred on account of the loan.
Because that's not a loss. If I take a loan, I'm charged ribbis, I can't pass that. It is a loan, but it's not. I mean, it is a loss, but it's not that in order to take the money, it's an expense. I mean, so you're saying in his case, see, the difference is though, because it's interest. Whenever there's interest that I'm being charged, I can't pass that on to someone else. But you're asking maybe if it's taxes, maybe taxes is not as direct. It's something also. It's not like I'm losing money now. It's mimela. Why does the malva? Why would the malva have to? You mean malva's paying tax on the money ki ilu? It is
because the government is charging him.
But why shouldn't they? I mean, it is his money. He just lent it to someone.
Yeah, the government is going to charge implied interest
because they see on the contract that he made.
They think that he's making.
We know that the interest rate today that
I see.
You charge.
Okay,
15%.
Right.
We're going to charge you taxes on that 15%.
On that 15%, which is not really collecting.
But we say that you didn't.
Right, I see. I get it. He's not really collecting that money at all. But there's a document
right.
That says he is collecting that money, and they're charging. Okay, they're charging him interest for the.
Yeah, there is right. A law. That's a law.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So let me think again. So that's to lend. Okay, so we have to think about that. We get to analyze the different cases, which cases are mutter, which cases are usser. But it's definitely usser to pass on a ribbis charge. So that would be, you know, these types of cases, even if you don't plan on doing it, but if you want to lend someone your credit card and just threaten him, so to speak, you know, or encourage him to pay back on time, by telling him, look, if you don't pay back on time, you're going to have to pay the interest charge. You're not allowed to do that. That would be, at least certainly according to the Bach, you'd be not allowed to do that. That might get into this machlokes in the Bach and the Sharidea. But according to the Bach, you wouldn't be allowed to do that and tell the person that he's going to have to pay you the interest. Okay. Now,
the bank is giving you the credit. They're not giving credit to this guy.
Right.
So, to let them use your car to keep that credit score. The bank didn't allow it for him, they allowed it for you.
Okay.
Using their property to.
Well, yeah, but you're responsible.
Who did they give credit to? They gave credit to credit.
Fine, so we say, you're suggesting that, not as ribbons, you're
suggesting.
You're suggesting that any credit card, anyone who has a credit card, shouldn't be able to lend it to someone else because they're not willing to take
the
a chance.
The bank gives the credit to them.
All right, but why would it make a difference to them as long as I'm completely and totally responsible to them? Why do they care whether I spent the money or my friend spent the money? Okay.
Well, I think a lot of banks have terms, right?
Yeah, and terms say you can't lend your card to someone else?
They say that they allotted this credit to the person.
Okay, but I'm saying, but that, so that means that any...
They also
any,
write the terms that you're responsible for anything purchased by other people with your authorization.
Good.
If you ever read the terms, it's quite clear that you're responsible for anything spent on the card by others with your authorization.
Right, okay,
that
so...
That means they allow it. You're just responsible for it.
They write
that you're responsible for it.
They allow other people to use the card?
They write that you're responsible for it.
They're not supposed to.
It's illegal to use somebody else's card.
That's permission?
Yeah. Unless you prove, how do you prove that you need permission?
Well, they swipe a card in the gas station or in any place. Nobody, you know, nobody's asking you. It's not like when they used to ask ID or you know when you go up with a credit card. Okay. Okay. So now we saw that the with one of the laven that they're both over, both the malv and the lov are overness of lifnei iver. So, and in fact, I just want to point. If you look at the Ramah. We see the rest of the Ramah says first of all, bein chilik bein a malva lo ani lo asher makes a difference who you're lending makes no difference who you're lending the money to, even if the person is wealthy and he's happy to pay the ribbis, he's willing to borrow the money, and you know, like we mentioned in previous weeks, he's making a lot of money on the money and he's glad to, you know, pay ribbis. Doesn't make a difference, you're still not allowed to charge him ribbis. Then the Ramah says, Vahad the lova over, davka beribis daraisa. Aval beribis derabanan, eino over elam mishum lifnei iver. When you're not dealing with ribbis deraisa, only ribbis derabanan, there are ribbis derabanan derech mekach umemkar, for example, or certain other cases, then the lova is not over any inherent isurim. The rabbanan didn't impose any, you know, isurim of ribbis inherently, just lifnei iver. He's over lifnei iver because he's been goring a michshol to the malva. So you say, okay, my nafkamina, you know, if he's over lifnei iver, so he still can't do it. But there might be a nafkamina. And there's a big discussion here in the Pesach Tshuva. And that is as follows. We know that there's a halacha that a person is only over lifnei iver in a situation which the Gemara calls trei ivrei denara, right, where the typical case of lifnei iver is when you pass a kos shel yayin to a nazir. Nazir is not allowed to drink wine, and you pass him the wine for him to drink it. So if he drinks the wine, he's over an isser, and you're over lifnei iver for facilitating it. But the Gemara says it's only when it's on the other side of the river. It's obviously just a mushel, but meaning he can't get it without you. He needs you. He needs your help to get the wine. And you pass him the wine, then you're over lifnei iver. If he could get it without you, he says, do me a favor, could you please pay, you know, it's right away, could you pass me the wine? And if you don't pass him the wine, he can reach over himself or get up and walk around and get it. It's not difficult for him to get it. You're not over lifnei iver. Now, there is an issa derabanan, which many Rishonim Mechadish called Misayeya Yidei Ovri Avera, that you're not allowed to, mit derabanan, you're not allowed to help a person do an Avera, even if it's something he could do by himself. But that iser, the Shach says elsewhere in Yerodea, that only applies to a frum person who, he's basically a Shomer Mitzvahs, but he wants to, this Avera, he's right now he's interested in doing something which is an Avera, and you help him, and he could have done it by himself, he doesn't need you, you help him, so you're over Messiah. Source of Misayeya, of the Issur Midrash Misayeya, is based on the mitzvah of Tochacha, because you're supposed to be mochiacha another yid. He wants to know a very, he's supposed to rebuke him, be mochiach him. So certainly not to help him. So by helping him, even though he doesn't need your help, but by helping him, you're over in Issur Derabanan. Okay, so but as we said, the Shach says, and the Dogma Mevava passed this way, and Reb Moshe and Shuvah passed this way, and many passed this way, that's only by. Only by a frum Jew. If the person is not frum, he's stama, you know, not Shomer Torah Mitzvahs at all, then there's no issur derabanan even in helping him. So again, it's a case where he could do it without. Okay, so now, what about by ribbis? Where Reuven is going to lend his money to one yid. It's clear he's going to lend his money to this yid. And so now you walk over and say, aha, I could use a loan. Beribis. He's going to lend his money Beribis. And says, I need a loan. I'd like to borrow the money. But it's a situation, again, a situation of Ribis to Rabbonim. Okay, it's a Mekoch Memkar type of case. Let's say he's going to sell the person something and charge him, if he doesn't pay back by a certain time, he's going to charge him finance charges on the sale, which is typically to Rabbonim because it's Mekoch Memkar. There's no direct loan. He didn't lend the guy any money. He sold him a product. If the person doesn't pay by a certain, 30 days, 90 days, 60 days, 90 days, so it's basically Darabana because only Derech Mekuch Memkar. So I want to be the one, I want to buy that product I rather than Shimon. So normally I can't go over to Reuven and initiate, say, Reuven, sell it to me and I'll pay you ribbis because I'll be over Lifnei Iver, even though it's ribbis Darabana, but Rama says I'm over Lifnei Iver. But I know he's about to do it anyway. He has another customer who he's going to sell it to. He's going to create this situation of ribbis anyway. So it's going to happen without me. So if it's going to happen without me, so perhaps I could do it now. Perhaps there's no low Lifnei Iver. It's like being on, it's like the wine being on the same side of the river. He doesn't need me because he's got Plony. Plony is willing to do the deal with him, and Plony will promise him and pay him ribbis. So if Plony will do it, so maybe I could just go and circumvent Plony, and I'll take the deal. Yeah. Okay. Why not?
Hey, you're involved in this.
Okay, so I'm involved in this when I pass him the wine, I'm also involved in the Isser. But he didn't need me. He didn't need me. The wine's right here, but I pass it.
But drinking the wine's not this for me. The ribs is
going to
be
a for me. Yeah. But the Rama says, no, by ribs to Rabbanon, Eino over Ela Mishim Lifnei Yiver. There's no other Isurim. I'm sorry, saying, by ribs to Rabbanon. Sorry, ribs to Rabbanon.
There's no Teichacha.
No, I'm saying there's no Isser of Lo Sashich or any. Whatever the loaf is normally over, as ribis. That's only by Ribbis Doraisa. By Ribbis Darabanan.
He's going to pay Ribbis Darabanan. The guy was going to take the merchant at the stove. He himself is going to be over.
No, because it's mutter. There's no Isser Ribbis Darabanan alove. Only by Doraisa. When the Ribbis is only Darabanan, Chazal didn't answer it on the Lova. That's what the Rama says. It's not what? Why is it not a Chicha? But no, they're from people here. Let's start with it. But even if he's not from, we just say he's not a chicha. He's not kofer but a kol.
So he's a
chelik
there. It's not just his.
Well, what does that mean? What do you mean? What am I a chelik? I'm just giving you the opportunity to be over us.
The avera happens through you. It's not just the. Not just
to facilitate. Okay, so maybe what you're saying is that over here, I think maybe over here, in order for him to lend for the Malva to be over, somebody, some Jew's got to borrow the money, Beribis, right? He can't do it by himself. Right, and by the case of the wine, he could do a mamash by himself. He can get up and get the wine. So if I pass that to him, I'm not over Lifnei Iver. Over here, pshat is enichanami. He doesn't need me, but he needs somebody. So if I don't have to pay, if I don't borrow the money, and the other guy doesn't borrow the money, he's not going to be over. So just because someone else is willing to do it, and who says then that's not to me to do it, right? As that guy would do, it would definitely be over Lifnei Iver, right? He's the only guy, so far, he's the only guy interested in the loan. And so the Reuven says, fine, I'll lend you the money with Ribbis the Rabbanan. That guy's about to be over Lifnei Iver. So I say, oh, here's my opportunity. Great. I come in, I say, would you lend it to me instead? Forget it. By the way, let's leaving out, if there's a dinam of... I am happy. That's not, cutting somebody else out of a deal. Okay, so I go in and I want to take the money instead. And so now... Now, I want to say, well, I'm not over Lifnei Iver because it was going to happen without me. Yeah, but it's going to happen without you, but now it's only happening because of you. Meaning it needs somebody. The case of the wine doesn't need anybody. Here it is, somebody's got to be over Lifnei Iver. That's maybe what you're saying. Somebody's got to be over Lifnei Iver in order for this to happen. So maybe therefore it's there. Or do we say, no, it doesn't make a difference. As long as this is about to happen without me, I'm not over Lifnei Iver. So this is a machlokas achronim brought here in this Pischei Tshuva, the first Pischei Tshuva Aleph. Now, and the K, in order to make it really practical, it has to be that the person is not a Shomer Mitzvah. The Malv is not a Shomer Mitzvah, because otherwise you'd be over the Yisrael Rabbanan of Misayeya. But he could still with Achicha, not that he's a Kofer, Kofer Bakol necessarily, but he's not Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. So, Memela, there's no Misayeya, And then the only shaila is the lifnei iver. So he brings, he said, I am Mishnah Lamelech, Perakdal Mechaz Milva, Shekasa B'Shem Rabba Al Pnei Moshe, Deheche Delove Chazi, he sees, Lahamalva Mosef Hani Dom Li Yisrael Achrina. The Lova sees that the Malva is about to lend the money to somebody else. So then Leika Mishim Lifnei Iver. That's what the Mishnah Melech brings from the Pnei Moshe. The Huzal, but the Mishnah Melech himself, Chalek Alav. Now he says, the Lo Dami Lenazir. The Shomim, Lo Haya Moshe Tzakos, Lo Haya Nasi Klal, Ho Issa Lifnei Iver. There would be no Lifnei Iver happening, meaning because the guy would do it totally by himself. The Nazir is able to get the wine by himself. Nobody has to be over Lifnei Iver. So for me to do it is still not lifnei iver. Aval gabi ribis dim lo lava zeh haya halova haacher over lifnei iver. So bishvil zeh lo nifter mi lifnei iver. Here, if I didn't borrow the money, and echanamis, it would happen without me. But then the other guy would be over. You need some lova, and that. So whoever that lova is, he's the lifnei iver guy. Somebody's got to, you know, has got to be on the other end of the deal. Then okay, that's number one thing. And then he says another technical reason. Maybe the other guy's going to do tshuva before. Maybe you know, he's about to lend to that guy. Okay, but maybe at the last minute that guy would chap that it's aser, and any or would ever get pangs of remorse, and he wouldn't do it. V'lo yalva.
V'nimtza the wine also. The wine also. Maybe got to find the time he lifts the cup. Right. Yeah. Maybe tshuva.
Okay. So. I'm saying, but by the case of the wine, it's totally up to this guy, right? So I'm not. He can still. If he doesn't want to drink, he can still not drink it. Just because I passed it, it's not forcing him to drink it. Over here, we're saying the other party, the lova, right? The lova might back out, and if that lova backs out, then the malva can't do the aveira without me. Here by the wine, the nazir could always do the aveira without me. If I didn't pass the wine, he could always get it. Maybe he'll do tshuva. He'll still let him do tshuva. He can still do tshuva. But right, but over there,
it's very schwer to say there's the fnei iver because the world is open. Well.
Because the world is open, what do you mean?
Yeah, the world, you could get anything. So you're going to give someone a concert, they could also give 7-Eleven. You're going to give them something else.
You're asking Chloe, it's the question on Lifnei Iver.
Yeah.
How far do we go? What does Trei Iver Dinara mean? Okay. Yeah, but I mean, there's another case in Lifnei Iver. If you encourage a person to do an Aveira, if you seduce them, you suggested that that's also Lifnei Iver, right? Lifnei Iver.
The basis of Mediach, that might be worse.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Exactly. It might. But we're only talking about you're not. He's interested in doing it, and you help him. So you're right. If you can get it at the store, and he would, that might be. Okay, but so again, the second taina is the lova. The second reason the lova might back out. Okay, so then he brings a couple of lines later. Well, if you look on the fifth line down, the fifth wide line, fifth line where he says v'nira, right in the middle after the period. V'nira l'chari dim oso yisrael acha sherot zelivos gam kein hupnei pikuach nefesh. Oh, the Tzarech Mitzvah. Let's say that other guy who was going to borrow the money and pay ribbis to Rabbanan, he had a heter to do it because he was borrowing for Pikuach Nefesh and he can't find anybody to lend. He needs money, mamish, to save a person from a horrible fate. And he can't find anyone to lend him the money other than Baribis. So this Jew says, fine, you want money to save plenty? You need $100,000. I'll gladly lend you $100,000 and it's going to be 20% interest rate. So you're allowed to do it, right? You're allowed, Pikuach Nefesh is doche, everything. There's no heter for the malve, right? It doesn't make the malve okay to do it, but I'm okay to borrow the money, and even though I'm being machshel lemalva lifnei iver, but pikuach nefesh is doche lifnei iver. Just like it's doche the isra barring beribis, even if it be ribis deraisa, I'd be allowed to borrow it because pikuach nefesh doche, so it's doche lifnei iver. So the guy is about to borrow the money, is tak allowed to borrow the money. Or if it's a tzarech mitzvah, where ribis there is certain by tzarech mitzvah, certain mitzvahs, you're allowed to do ribis derabanan. Topic for later, but again, remember we're talking about ribis derabanan here. So by certain mitzvahs, there's a heter of ribis derabanan. So the lov is going to borrow the money and pay ribis derabanan, and because he's doing the tzarech mitzvah, so he's not even doing anything wrong. This first lov. So then ain issa the lov is out. So then the other guy should be able to chop away the money. Why? The b'kahai gavna gam ladasa mishnah lemelech like lifnei iver. Nobody has to be over lifnei iver. This deal is about to happen without lifnei iver. So if the deal is about to happen without lifnei iver, so then he says it should be mutter. Domi mamish le nazir. The only problem is, he says, well, if that guy needs the money for pikuach nefesh, So what are you doing taking away the money from him? Or he needs a Litzarech Mitzvah. So anyway, you have no right to go and take away that money. But the bottom line becomes, so besides the case of Ribbis, where we have this idea that he could back out, this is a really kaliyistic shayla in the poskim of, is there an Isser Lifnei Iver by a case where it's going to happen, it could happen without me, but the if it happens without me, it means that somebody else is going to have to be over Lifnei Iver. So there's a tshuva.
The first guy
who's about to borrow the money.
The second guy doesn't have that.
Right, but he's saying it doesn't make a difference because once someone is allowed to borrow the money Baribis, that means this transaction can happen without Lifnei Iver, right? So if the transaction can happen without Lifnei Iver, so then for me to be the one involved is not a problem.
Why?
Because the person was going to, the Malva...
For the second guy is?
No, because he's saying it's only a problem for the second guy if it wouldn't happen without him. Right? If the Isser on the Malva, the Malva's Isser of lending Baribis, if it's not going to happen without me, then I have a problem. If it's going to happen without me, and even according to Mishnah Melech, meaning it's going to happen without anyone being over Lifnei Iver, if it's going to happen, the Malva's going to do the Isser without anyone being over Lifnei Iver, then I'm also not over Lifnei Iver, even according to Mishnah Melech. So it's going to happen. That guy's allowed to borrow the money. He has a heter, Pikuach Nefesh.
But the Lord is lending.
The Malva's doing an Isser. What? Sorry?
The Malva.
And Hanami, the Malva's doing an Isser. But it's not Lifnei Iver for me to facilitate that Isser if it's going to happen anyway, if it would happen anyway without Lifnei Iver. That's what he's saying. Yeah.
So we're talking that the Malva is over Lifnei Iver in a Ribbis Drabbana.
Yes.
What is Sulin? Is the Malva over with
Yerushalayim? He's over the same Yisurim that exists on a Duraisa level, he's over them on a Durabana level. Of Lo Sisi, Lo Sashich Lachicha, Marvis Lo Sitein Achlecha. All those, yeah. Okay.
That's very strange. Because what you're doing is you're making it just opposite. Like the first time, for the first guy, he was going to be over.
Right.
Now you're taking away from him, you're making him.
But the Malva was going to be over in any case. The Malva was going to be over. He has no right charging Ribbis.
Because even though he's given it for the guy.
Nefesh, but who asked you to charge Ribbis? You're not allowed to. Right. Guys, because Nefesh, okay, so pay me Ribbis.
It doesn't take away.
Either lend him the money anyway if you could afford to, or tell him sorry, but you can't. Okay, anyway, so. So I just said, is it Claudius Dicke Shaila whether, as I to mention, like Sav Sofer Paskin's also like this play Moshe, that there's no Lifnei Iver where it's going to happen by someone else. But also there's a truth from Rabbi Yasha where he's like totally doche, and he says, Avada the din is like the Mishnah Lamelech, that you can't do something, even if somebody else would do it, you can't. As long as, whenever a Lifnei Iver is going to occur, it doesn't help for someone else to do it. You can't say, well, I'll do it anyway. Now, just one more thing. The Shach Beis just says, on this din that he says the lov is not over by the Rabbani, he's not over anything by Lifnei Iver. He says, Ein Chol Shemishmet Lamed Dalet Siv Yud. If you look at that's Hilchas Eidus. In Hilchas Eidus, in Chol Shemishmet, the Mechaber says, Hamal V'Barib is Pasul. One who lends money, Baribis, is puzzled to be an aid, in a Beis Din or Chasna, whatever. Echad Hamalva, the Echad Halove. Even if you borrow money, Baribis, you pass yourself from being an aid. In Baribis Kitsutsa, Psulim and Atayra. Vim Baribis Midrabbanam, Psulim Midivrayim. So the Chabbah says here that if a person borrows money, loans money or borrows money, he becomes pasul. If it's ribbis derais, he's pasul min atayra. If it's ribbis derabban, he's pasul min derabbanan. It says echad hamalva vechad halove. So it seems very clear from the mechaber that even the love is doing an iser by borrowing ribbis derabbanan, becomes pasul eidus. On which says the Ramaz, the yesh omrim da babak ribbis einu nifsil ela hamalva velo halove. And it says ayin reish simin kuf samach. So the Rama comes along and says no. Some say, like I told you in Hilchas Ribbis, that the love is not over anything. It's not over any ribbis isurin by the Rabbanim. But the Mechaber says it's the difference. Not pasuleidus. But the Mechaber says he is pasuleidus. So someone is saying, you see from this Mechaber that he doesn't agree with the Rama by us in Yerodea. He holds that he's over a mamish and ikar iser, not just lifnei iver, an ikar iser. But others say no. You know why the Mechaber holds his pasul for Eidus? Because he's over Lifnei Iver. Everyone agrees over Lifnei Iver. The Ramah agrees with that as well. So some of the Achronim say, no, it's not a raya from here that he's pasul ribis the rabbanan. He's over als lefneiver on the rabbanan, on which the Rama is cholek, and the Rama holds that you don't lefneiver doesn't passel you leedus. If it would be a ribis iser, okay, like the mal is doing a ribis iser midrabanan, he's passel leedus. The love is not doing a ribis iser; he's only doing a lefneiver iser. Lefneiver, the Rama holds, doesn't passel you leedus. So what that machlokus is. That's a whole other discussion. So there's a tshuva in the Avnei Nezer who wants to be Masber. He learns like this. He learns like this, that they're not arguing about whether there's Isser Ribbis to Rabbanan. The Mechaber agrees there's no Isser Ribbis to Rabbanan Alova. He just holds these Pasul as Lefeiver, and the Rama holds the same as Pasul. So he has a whole there why, based on this whole tshuva there, why, you know, what they're arguing about. But others want to say, I mean, the Shach says Ayin Shem. It's hard to know what the Shach means. It would seem that the Shach is being Marame is that he's noted to say that the Mechaber doesn't agree with the Ramah, like the Pashup Shat, that the Mechaber holds you are over, even by Ribbis to Rabbanan, the Lova is over in Isser, Halva Dik Isser, and that's why, and not like the Ramah, that's why he tells you to look there. That's Mistama. I don't know if he, you know, can bring Rai Mechrachas, but that's Pash is the way they learn the Shach, you know, from being from this Tzion. Okay. Well, there for now. If you want to hold on to the sheets, you can. If you want to pass them back, like, I'll take them. Either way.
I saw a few truths from him. He tainas, Mamash Mitzvah Sumadiyach, Mamash Akhorma. He writes in Chelak Aleph, if they ask, could they invite Chever to come to Shul that are going to drive?
Right.
And Imamish goes nuts.